Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I see life ahead and it's passing right before my eyes. And the best is the best. Don't regret it.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Caleb Barlow is here. Caleb's a great member of our Brain Trust, VP for Threat Intelligence at IBM Security. He's been doing this now for a long time. He's one of the great global thought leaders on cybersecurity. He's giving us a story. Caleb, you're about to tell us a story on how cybersecurity is impacting small businesses and in this cyber war that we actually are in the middle of right now. So go back and start your story over again. And, folks, we're talking about say the email term again.
Yeah, it's called business email compromise. So what this is it's a well-crafted email that looks legit. So let me give you an example. Let's say you're a real estate attorney, right? You deal with buyers and sellers of homes all day long, and you move a lot of money. One of the types of things you'll see is, you know, near the end of that transaction, you need to move the money for the transaction. So you might send an email to the buyers or the sellers with the wiring instructions of where to move the money, right? Well, sometimes the bad guys intercept that. And the next thing you know, they get into
how do they intercept that? Where do they plug in to intercept that? Because
what they'll normally do is they'll target, for example, in this case, the real estate attorney. Right, they'll get into their email system.
Right, he has the bank account, the escrow account. He has the escrow account, right?
Yeah, he's got the escrow account. So you know, this poor attorney, or maybe somebody that works for them, clicks on a link in an email they shouldn't have to get 40% off at some retailer.
Right,
and it turns out what it really was it dropped malware on the machine. And now the bad guy's got control of it. So the bad guy takes that email that was going to go out to the poor buyer and seller and just changes the numbers a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than it being the right bank's routing number, it's the bad guy's routing number.
Let me ask you a question.
Next thing you know,
are they
half
doing
million
this?
Dollars is gone.
Does it turn out that this is a net, a million hit net that they put out last night and they caught this one, or did they target that attorney?
Oh, no. What they're doing is they're going out and targeting not a few attorneys. They're targeting
this is a big net they're throwing out there, but if they're targeting anything, it's actually targeting toward, is it targeting toward anybody, or is it targeting toward somebody who's likely to have an escrow account, for example?
Well, think of it this way. This is a business just like any other business. It's just not quite so legit.
Right.
So if you wanted to target, let's say, real estate attorneys, what would you do? You go buy a list.
Buy the list,
go
yeah.
buy a marketing list. Just like you or I would as a small business, if we had something we wanted to sell to real estate attorneys, we'd go buy a list. They do the exact same thing.
And you said
it's going to come in a phishing email.
There's probably some single mother working in that business who's trying to save money and work on a budget, living on a budget, and you're going to throw them out an opportunity that even if they're smart, they have a hard time resisting, and see if you throw a million of them out there, and all you need to do is catch one, right?
That's exactly right. You're probably talking $250,000 a piece every time they do it.
Yeah. Wow.
Depending on the value of these companies. I mean, we've even seen banks fall victim to this.
Wow.
Like small local banks, a lot of them don't have the same checks and balances around wire transfers.
Right.
A lot of times it's, literally Sally in accounting that validates the wire transfers. And there was a famous case a couple years ago where a small bank, it looked like an email from the school department asking to move some of their new budget into a different account. And the bank actually moved the entire security, entire school department budget to China.
Yeah.
Not good.
Wow. Yeah, no, that's not good. So the reason this is so important, Caleb, is because in my time on on email, which is, you know, well over 20 years now. I've seen these guys get better and better at it. And what I wonder, and I want to ask you this question, I wonder if they are targeting my activity enough. For example, I may order something from some really reputable company, and I'll order something, and the next thing I know, I get an email that looks like a legit response from them about a FedEx being delivered. In other words, I'm expecting them to tell me how I can track my package, but theirs will come in early, and it looks legit. But because I'm expecting it, I might not read it as well as I should have, right? That's where they catch people. Don't you think so? You see what I mean?
Well, and here's a simple way to avoid that problem, right? If you need to interact with, let's say, a retailer that you're working with or a shipping company or even, let's say, Amazon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't click on the link that came in the email.
Yeah.
Take the extra 2 seconds to go type in the address mm-hmm. of that retailer and just log into your account. You're going
right.
to get to the same place.
Right.
But clicking on the link in the email is just, generally speaking, a really bad thing to
and
do.
And especially
– even from what something might be legit.
And the email, the domain of the email may look very, very close to the correct one, but if you'll notice, it's off a little bit. Got to be careful about that.
That's right.
So, and absolutely, folks, do not click on those links. Do not open those attachments. Danger and peril lie behind that. We'll take a quick break, get some more great information, some more great tips from our good friend Caleb Barlow with IBM Security. I'm Jim Black again. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.